Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. The Feeling of Jazz is here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll make a habit of listening to us on Sunday nights. We're here for 2 hours tonight. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my fellow co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to bring you some swinging sounds. I'm going to continue my salute to Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis as my co-artist of the week, and we're going to do something by Johnny Hodges on alto sax, who is a member of the Duke Ellington band for about 25-30 years, and he would break off and do combo work with various instrumentalists, including Wild Bill Davis. He cut 8 albums with Wild Bill over the years on either Verve or the RCA labels, and so we're going to explore some of their recorded work together. I'm going to start out the show with Green Dolphin Street, written by Bronislaw Kaper, one of my favorite composers. That's a theme song from the movie Green Dolphin Street with Lana Turner and Van Heflin, going way back. It was turned into a great classic, and along with Wild Bill and Hodges, we've got Mundell Lowe on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. Let's listen to Green Dolphin Street. It's the silken sounds of alto sax man Johnny Hodges, one of our highlight artists of the week, along with co-highlight artist Wild Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ doing Bronislaw Capers' great composition, Green Dolphin Street.
I'm going to start off with the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Vince, of course, is noted for his work on the soundtracks of the various Peanuts cartoon specials. This one's on a fantasy label, and it's a soundtrack from the soundtrack of the CBS television special in 1963 called A Boy Named Charlie Brown. The tune itself was written by Vince, and he's here together with Monty Bugwood on bass and Colin Bailey on drums. And the tune is Blue Charlie Brown. Thank you. that was Blue Charlie Brown with the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Vince on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Colin Bailey on drums, from the 1963 CBS television special, A Boy Named Charlie Brown.
The salute to Hodges and Wild Bill Davis, our co-highlight artists of the week, will continue with something live from a little club in Atlantic City called Gracie's Little Belmont. And, of course, we've got Hodges on alto sax, and B3 organ is here with Wild Bill Davis. And this is a little thing called LB Blues, and I think my best guess is it's dedicated to Lawrence Brown, because Lawrence Brown is here on trombone. So that's my best guess. Let's listen to LB Blues.
Thank you.
All right, I was live in Atlantic City, a little club called Gracie's Little Belmont, and that was Johnny Hodges, our co-highlight artist of the week on alto sax, with our co-highlight artist of the week, Hammond B3 organist, Wild Bill Davis. We also heard some fine trombone work there by Lawrence Brown on a little thing put together by Hodges that he used to toss off these little blues one after another, little swingers, and that was written by Johnny called LB Blues.
Well, next we're going to feature a group headed up by ex-Basie drummer Joe Jones. It's a title entitled on an album entitled The Essential Joe Jones, and it features Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, Nat Pierce on piano, and Joe on drums. It's a tune written by Joe entitled Lincoln Heights. Thank you. that was Lincoln Heights, a tune written by Joe Jones and performed by a group he headed up with Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, Nat Pierce playing his best bassy piano, and Joe Jones on drums. The album was originally recorded in 1955, and I think I bought it when I was in high school. And over the years, it encountered severe wear and tear. And so I was delighted to find it reissued on a CD on the Vanguard label.
One of my favorites, Al. It's an absolutely great gem to find it on CD. Well, we're going to go ahead with our salute to our co-highlight artists of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wild Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ. This is an album they put together called Blue Pyramid, and they plucked a couple guys out of the Ellington band that Hodges was working with at the time. Lawrence Brown, again, on trombone. You heard him on previously on LB Blues, and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. And this is a little thing called Rabbit Out of the Hat, and of course Rabbit was Johnny Hodges. That was his nickname. They all called him the Rabbit. So let's listen to Rabbit Out of the Hat. Thank you. Neat little swing is put together by alto sax man Johnny Hodges called A Rabbit in a Hat. And of course, it was Hodges there on alto sax and Wild Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ. And Johnny Hodges coaxed a couple guys out of the Ellington band to join him on that particular album. You heard Lawrence Brown there on trombone and Johnny Hamilton on clarinet.
Well, next we're going to feature a group headed by Roland Kirk. Roland is a true multi-instrumentalist, and what makes him different is he doesn't just play different instruments, he plays them all at the same time. This particular number is one he wrote, and it features him on tenor sax, also on manzello, which is a sort of a straightened out or half straightened out soprano sax, and a stritch, which is a true straight alto sax. So he's playing those all at the same time, along with Jack McDuff on Hammond organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and it's a tune he wrote called Three for Dizzy.
Thank you.
Was three for Dizzy. Dizzy, of course, being Dizzy Gillespie, and the three is obviously the three instruments he's playing at the same time there. I forgot to mention he occasionally throws in a whistle, which he calls a siren for emphasis. But with him there was Jack McDuff on Hammond organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Roland Kirk from original recording entitled Kirk's Work. That was recorded in 1961 and then remastered on CD in 1990.
Maybe Roland could have won the Downbeat Award for Miscellaneous Instruments on the Whistle. He would probably be the only one eligible.
Not too many.
Not many whistlers.
No.
All right, we're going to move on to our highlight artists, co-highlight artists of the week. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Webber Davis on organ. This is from an album called Blue Hodge. And this is a little thing that was put together again by Johnny Hodges. He just tossed off these little blues left and right in the studio, and they're all little swingers. So this is one with Les Spahn on guitar and flute. More modern rhythm section here with Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, a couple young Turks who were swinging boppers at the time, so it's a little different rhythm section on this one. Let's listen to Blue Hodge. Thank you. All right, that's the title track from an album put together by Johnny Hodges and Wilbur Davis, our co-highlight artist of the week, called Blue Hodge. And we also heard some guitar work there by the very talented Les Spahn, who doubles on flute and guitar. What's up next, Al?
Well, we want to remind everybody that you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll join us every Sunday night, and you'll stick around for the second hour, which is coming up after the news. On our way out of the first hour, I want to play a number by a group headed up by Count Basie, in which he's not really appearing with many of his former band members, which is kind of unusual for him. It's called, on a CD called The Kansas City Six. It has Count on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, Willie Cook on trumpet, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson on alto sax, and Louis Belson on drums. And it's a tune written by Basie called Opus 6.